John Belitzer and Sir Engelpo have their own ideas. Ideas that take them to the infamous Cave of the Dead. Could the bodies that the Chinese army saw more than 50 years ago be the corpses of the last royals of Gugei? The only answer is the overwhelming stench of more recent decay.
The cave, unfortunately, has once again become a burial site. And in recent years, the remains of Tibetans have once again been deposited there. And this is actually complicating the archaeology about determining what was really there originally and what's come after.
In Tibet, the dead receive a sky burial. This means corpses are carried away by birds. Skilled morticians cut up the dead body to encourage eagles and vultures to consume the flesh. Local tales suggest that at one time, the cave may have held as many as 400 skeletons. But over time, bandits, scholars, and the curious have taken much, leaving but a few remains. Tibetan rituals of the dead forbid any possible DNA studies. But John Belitzer believes this could very well be the resting place of the last king of Gugei.
There's some evidence that lends credence to the idea that indeed the corpses in the cave are those of the royal family. Most of them seem to have been beheaded, to have undergone execution. And so that probably would not have been the case with the common soldier who would have fallen on battlefield.